From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump moved to end a program that shielded 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the decision and provided the administration's rationale.
In other words, the executive branch, through DACA, deliberately sought to achieve what the legislative branch specifically refused to authorize on multiple occasions.
Republican Congressman and Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said he hoped that Congress, quote, will be able to find consensus on a permanent legislative solution that includes ensuring that those who have done nothing wrong can still contribute as a valued part of this great country, end quote. Russia and China say steps to further tighten sanctions against North Korea after its latest nuclear test would do little to ease tension on the Korean Peninsula. Russian ambassador to the United Nations, Vasily Nebenzia, told reporters he saw two options.
Many delegations, including ours, I think most of them, said that A, there is no military solution to the conflict. B, that we have to look for diplomatic and political solution.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said tougher sanctions were senseless and would not change the leadership in Pyongyang or would lead to large-scale human suffering. Brazilian and French authorities said they have uncovered an international corruption scheme aimed at buying votes in awarding the 2016 Olympics. The disclosures came as police in Rio de Janeiro raided the home of Brazilian Olympic Committee President Carlos Nuzman. They emerged with suitcases, documents, and a computer. Police said detention warrants had been issued for Nuzman and an associate. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed to Myanmar authorities to end the violence in the country's Rakhine State.
I have written officially to the President of the Security Council to express my concern and to propose various steps to end the violence and address the underlying causes of the crisis. The international community must undertake concerted efforts to prevent any further escalation and to seek a holistic solution.
When asked about ethnic cleansing, Guterres said, quote, "We are facing a risk. I hope we don't get there," end quote. The latest violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State began on August 25th when Rohingya insurgents attacked dozens of police posts and an army base. The ensuing clashes and a military counteroffensive have killed at least 400 people and triggered the exodus of villagers to Bangladesh. Syrian activists and state media said government troops broke a near three-year siege by Islamic State militants on the eastern city of Deir el-Zor. Philip Alexio has the story.
The report said the troops reached a key government airbase on the western edge of the city. After Syria's 2011 uprising, rebel groups and jihadists seized Deir el-Zor and the province by the same name. By 2014, Islamic State fighters took command of the region. Estimates of the number of people living in the city vary widely. The Syrian Observatory Group says the population has shrunk to about 150,000. An amount equal to half of what it was before the outbreak of the Syrian civil war. Deir el-Zor is a major prize for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad since it is the center of the country's oil industry. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center said that Hurricane Irma has strengthened to a Category 5 storm, the most severe designation for a hurricane. Andrew Palcheski has the details.
People in the Leeward Islands of the Caribbean are preparing for Irma's arrival late Tuesday or early Wednesday. Hurricane Irma's Category 5 designation means it has sustained winds of more than 280 kilometers per hour, will severely damage homes, uproot trees and power poles, and knock out power in affected areas for weeks.
Areas to the northwest, from Puerto Rico to the United States, wait to see the path of the storm, how it will move. The second round of talks on negotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement has ended amid resistance to discussing Mexico's low wages. Relatively few concrete proposals appear to have been made on issues like dispute resolution mechanisms, seasonal farm tariffs, and regional content rules. The United States wants to eliminate the current system of private arbitration panels and tighten labor standards and local content rules in products like autos. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.